Let's get to our highlights here. Things opened up and it looked like the Pilots were glad to be at home and following the game plan just perfectly, as it was the Aussie freshman Austin Rapp getting him going out of the chute. Rebound to Max McKinnon. He's on the run with the dribble into front court. Holds up at the three-point line. The trailer is Austin. Now Vukash and Masic. Skip pass, far corner, Rapp for three. Austin buries it. So with 7-3, they'd get to 10-3 early on, forcing a timeout as they continued to play outstanding defense, which led to plenty of opportunities on offense. Great to see the senior Chris Austin start to find his rhythm again. Coleman, wide open corner, three. Ah, just off. Dang Deed, offensive rebound. Back to Austin. Somebody nake one. There yes! it is! 17-7 there. They would continue to push. The redshirt freshman from Phoenix, Vince Delano, coming in off the bench, ready to fire. 21-9, Portland with the lead. Dang Deed trying to post up, can't get it to him. Austin now way up top. Back to Delano. He'll catch and shoot a three. In! 24-9, that was the biggest lead of the first half. Denver would try to chip away at it, but Vukash and Masic would respond. Up top, Rapp, 10 to shoot. Delano with it between the circles. Throw back, Austin, Masic for three. That's the one they needed. 31-23 at that point, and Vince Delano had more before the halftime buzzer. Green takes the handoff, looking for back door. Now Delano on the right angle. Minute to play in the half. Vince, pull up three, buried another one. 39-30 would be the score at halftime, but Denver would come out, go on a 9-2 run to start the second half. And Portland would need some other help from other places. Bull Dang Deed offering some support. Now wants a screen from Todd Jones Jr. Downhill, pulls up at the free throw line, hands to Chris Austin, 8 to shoot, McKinnon. Somebody's got a fire, Dang Deed open for three, need it, got it. 44-39, but eventually Portland would give up the lead, and they needed all sorts of help off the bench. It was Vince Delano starting the comeback. Denver never got possession, so it never reset.
Yeah, another near turnover.
Delano with it, 9 minutes to play, Portland down three. Rapp, backdoor cut, Delano
nice
right
pass.
At the rim. Great pass. Portland was within one. They would fall down by as many as 11, and you heard there Coach Leggins needed a spark, and he turned to the big man, Jermaine Balasager-Webb.
Good
Jermaine
help.
Cinches up the knee brace. We'll see if they
go
back to him. Delano downhill, double team for a moment. Nice bounce pass, good catch in traffic.
Yes.
And a two-handed flush from Jermaine. Forced things to change. Not only would Portland start to get back to the paint and the rim, they would get to the free throw line, and it was Austin Rapp giving them a chance to win it in regulation. Second free throw to give Portland the lead. He's got it. 69-68 Pilots, 17 seconds to go. Unfortunately, they could not finish it and needed overtime. In that initial overtime, looked like Portland might end it there. Vukash and Masic with a big shot. 75-74, Portland by one. 2:55 left in overtime. Denver in the zone. They find Austin at the free throw line. Swing at Masic for three. Yes! 78-74, but Denver would come back and answer with the three. More back and forth. Vince Delano trying to end it in the first overtime.
They got to wait for Jermaine to get to the block, and then they got to use him.
Get the high screen. One-on-one, downhill, reverse lay-in. Oh, what a move from Vince Delano. 81-79 there. Portland again with opportunities to clinch it at the line. Could not hit all of them. We go to a second overtime, and their fouls started to add up for Denver. They did not have an answer for Jermaine Balasager-Webb down low.
I don't even think you need to look at coach for that.
No.
They just run it. Rapp now. Screen coming. They let it clear. Step back. Balasager-Webb all alone for another flush.
From there, they collapsed on Jermaine Balasager-Webb, and that allowed Austin Rapp to deliver the final dagger.
Masic finds room. Bounce pass. Austin, kick it out. Delano, jab step, downhill, into the corner. Rapp for three.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
95-87 at that point. Free throws would go down, and Portland would finish it off in double overtime, 101-90.